Anusha, Rocket Man was directed by the same guy who took over on Bohemian Rhapsody. What can we expect?
Hey there. Well, yes, Dexter Fletcher, the director, he's not a big name here in Hollywood, but he has a long Hollywood career as an actor, and he calls it the R-rated version of Elton John's life, while Bohemian Rhapsody, which he was sort of brought in to salvage from Bryan Singer, and it was ultimately a very successful film, while that film was seen as more of a PG take on the life of Freddie Mercury. So it had its world premiere today in Cannes, and it got a huge standing ovation. And Elton John was there himself, and he did a duet with the star Taron Egerton. So far it's getting some early, very positive buzz.
Do you know if the music is overdubbed or if this is being sung by the actor playing Elton John?
As far as I know, it's a sort of a mix, and, you know, it's not, he has done some singing, but my guess is that it's going to be a bit like Bohemian Rhapsody, where you can't really, you know, have someone, like, really replicate the skills of Elton John. So, but here it seems that it's much more focused, although it is a musical, you know, and it is, you know, a huge celebration of Elton John's music. It is very much about his life, and it doesn't shy away from his relationships, and it's an R-rated film, so there's going to be a lot of, there's a lot of intimacy and detail.
That's interesting. Now, I have to ask you something else at Cannes, and that is a comedy about zombies. It's got Bill Murray in it, right?
Right. It's a Jim Jarmusch film, The Dead Don't Die, and it's the film that opened Cannes, and it's you know, it's kind of getting off to a mixed start. It's about, you know, three hardworking cops in a sort of plain vanilla U.S. town called Centerville. And, yeah, it features Bill Murray, Chloe Savini, Adam Driver, even Selena Gomez is in there. And, of course, because it's a Cannes film, there's a role of Tilda Swinton. And, you know, zombies start appearing out of the ground. One of them is played by Iggy Pop. So, you know, it's sort of like a bit of a typical zombie story, but it's not really winning over critics quite yet. Split reviews on that one.